and welcome to our chat here for Friday night. And we just tested a system out that we think we're going to use. We're going to go to Washington, D.C., I think, if it's worth it. We have a new app that we're going to try out where we can use a just a cell phone, go remote, and we can webcast from a remote area, and it can be premium. So in other words, it would be strictly for the BSPs, and what we want to do is have Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman go to Washington, D.C. and webcast, and so you'd see D.C., the interior of the Trump Hotel, which is where I think we'd like to get a room. Now, all you guys are talking about Cleveland and Chicago, which that's fine, but who gives a fuck, you know? I mean, seriously, all right, James Coppin, Bernie G., Rory McLeod, and naturally there are no women on the line, and I know why there are no women on the line, because you guys, before we actually hit the air, are talking about all kinds of vile, vulgar shit that if I were a woman, I would be on and off in 2 seconds. I'm not complaining, but now I know why we don't have any women in these chats, because before we actually go on the stream, you guys are, you know, let me put it to you this way. You don't really give a shit whether there are any chicks on the line or not. You're talking like a bunch of fucking animals, so obviously no women are going to hang around for that. That's why this place is sans females on a Friday night. Now, is this thing working, man, or do we have another goddamn problem with our chat here? I got the last comment I got is 858 Michael Crosley. Do we have a problem? We probably do. It looks like I'm doing fine here in terms of video, but I don't have a... What is this shit? Never got what, motherfucker? Let's see what we got here, man. I got one new piece of news. We're planning to upgrade this fucking website, and I'm not going anyplace, man, unless we... Okay, now this thing is... now it's working. That's interesting. Hey, Phil, it's your old buddy Greg from Beaver Falls. How you doing, man? Audio and video soon to be fine on my end. I was having a problem updating the chat box. It was stuck on Michael Crosley's post of 858. And Phil, your camera looks better tonight. Good. Thank you. Greetings. King Cap is with us. Bill, Johnny Kilbasa, and the whole gang. Megalos. Yvette. Hello, Yvette. There's a female. Hi, Phil. Greetings from Eugene. Sarah's with us. Oh, Scott and Sarah. And Charlie, is anyone else noticing a problem with older video casts, like from last year? For some reason, they've just been refusing to work for the last couple of weeks. All right, Charlie, we'll look into that. Older, like, give us a date, man. Give me a date. Which one doesn't work so we can go back and look at it? It could very well be a code problem or something. Good. I can identify as a female if it would help balance things. George Smith volunteering to be a chick. Maybe it's just me. It's like watching a bad stop-motion film. What are you talking about? Are you getting good video or bad video? Because I got a good video stream here myself, so I don't know. Maybe it's not working good. Let me see. Here's what it looks like on my computer. See? It's nice, fluid, beautiful, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So that's all good there. Is Allie with us? Allie joined us because, you know, she is an intrepid soul. I look like Kris Kringle tonight. When's the last time you saw Kris Kringle? other than when you were sitting on his lap like last year. Richard, feels like Darth Vader sometimes. Jamie, checking in from Venice. You doing, Jamie? Everything looking good? Yeah, I think everything looks fine here. Checking in from 7th level of cat hell. Allie, apparently, because my cat is going ham over here. Colby Jack, Stephen Miller is with us. Stream is fluid. Charlie, starting from, I guess, July 2016 and older, video casts won't play. I've mostly noticed it on 2015. Not playing. Okay. Charlie, we did have a streaming problem. It's been corrected. That is the result of the iOS 10 update that Apple sent out. Maybe if you don't have an Apple machine, then okay, we'll double check all that. The streaming was fucked up for everybody. That may be it. It could very well be that, you know, the code on that particular, but you're saying every single one. So we'll see if it's a problem that is a pandemic. Ah, we have some buffering now. Do you think Trump will say the phrase crooked wiener in public? I think he'll say Sig Heil. I look like Saint Nick, do I? Phil, will Lauren ever join the chat? I doubt it. She's, Lauren's back in the valley tonight, going through her, she's got a job. Lauren, among the many things that she does, is a writer. And she is writing, believe it or not, she has a couple of friends who have a furniture store, and they have a website, and they need descriptions written about their chairs and shit. So, that's what she's doing tonight. Alexa's video is fine, but just froze. Yeah, it did. It's back. Nathan got buffering. I got buffering, too. That's an internet speed problem on my end and on your end. And I'll tell you why I haven't done anything about it, because we are, as I told you, we're going to redesign the website. And and by that, I mean it's going to look a lot different. We're redesigning and we're re-implementing the archives. We're going to have levels. We're going to start with the most popular characters and go down to their bits and then move down to the archives. We're going to include artwork. We're going to include, you know, scrolling features, so that if you move the cursor over the picture of a character, you're going to get, it's going to be, you know, a heavily upgraded website. We're doing that beginning within the next month or so. It's going to continue through January. And at this particular time, you know, I can talk to those guys about all of this shit, encoding video and what it's going to look like and how it's going to feel and like that. Here's one thing that I would say. We got a lot of material. I mean, we have more goddamn media on our website than any other you can think of. I mean, it far surpasses any other radio or television website. So it doesn't surprise me that occasionally we're going to get some problems. So Alexis is getting a wobbly pixel thing. We got buffering. Now I have buffering here in L.A. I would suggest that we just ignore it and just talk and pretend like it's not there, even though it is. And, you know, do the very best we can with what we got. So anyways, as I mentioned, to go along with all the other fucking problems we have, we're going to use a live streaming app from Washington, D.C. for the elections so that we can actually just use, we don't have to take any podcasting equipment, just a phone. And I can be in D.C. and bring Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman with me and do the election results. I looked at the Trump Hotel. Yeah, just all you got to do, man, is refresh it, and it'll be fine. Scott, Phil, you in a Game of Thrones? No, I'm not. I got into it too late, and then I went, oh, fuck, I can't keep up with this. Banshee on Cinemax. I have not seen that. Yeah, all you have to do, man, is refresh. And I think you're going to live. You'll live to be a happy man. So, I'm looking at this goddamn, Westworld and HBO. I started watching that. So basically what they've done is they've taken Westworld and made it real dark and insane. I think that was like the first episode I was watching. And who's the gunslinger? Ed Harris. He's pretty fucking good, man. George McFly with us. Allie, Mr. Henry, love bad bitches. That's the real fucking problem. I love bad bitches? Yes. The buffering isn't that bad in Venice. Jesus Christ. I was going to say, how bad is it during the regular show, but then we don't do it live. Jeff, I want to hear from Dr. Arthur Barn and what he does do vampires. Yeah, that's when's Halloween, man? That'll be on Monday. Dr. Arthur Barn joins us. Phil, if you were stuck in a bar fight, what two characters would you have fighting on your side? I don't know. Maybe how about Margaret? I don't know who the baddest characters we have are. Maybe General Shaw. Colby, Jack, Phil, if you were... Okay, I got that. Scott, you should check out Banshee on Cinemax. I named our cat after one of the characters. Jamie, I just refreshed and I'm much happier, man. Yep. Ed Harris Allie mentioning Ed Harris on Westworld. He is fucking crazed, man. Ed Harris. I think I saw maybe the opening episode last weekend where he's carrying around scalps. He's got the top of some guy's fucking skull. It was, yeah. George McFly has joined us. Rory McLeod says, we need a live remote from the Rusty Pelican. That's the truth. You know, to be honest with you, I don't even know if there's any Rusty Pelicans still open. There might be the one down in Newport Beach, but I'm not sure about anything else. Scott, Moscow or Mexican Mule? I got a Mexican Mule, Scott. Charlie, I'd love to hear a complete edited Kenny Slag show without all the studio talk. Well, that's a pretty good idea. It would last about 5 minutes, but... Colby Jack, Vernon Dozier and Jay Santos in a bar fight? Yeah. Yeah. Mr. Henry, you can keep up with more Saturday Night Cinema with retired... Stephen Miller says, Mr. Henry, you can keep up with us. More Saturday Night Cinema with retired General Shaw and R.C. Collins. Lorenzo, Bud's voice. I'm butt-fuckering. I don't know. Kevin Norby, Vernon Dozier and General Shaw. Oh, the two guys that are in the bar fight? Yeah. Jamie, I miss the Art Bell and General Jameson bits. By far, my favorites of all time. Margaret and Herb Sewell, these are the two characters in the bar fight. Dr. Sadler, Jeff, the phrase is, give it a bib. Yeah. It needs its mama. Give that boy a bib. Those are from the original Westworld. Yep, Yul Brynner. Yul Brynner and James Brolin and Richard Benjamin were the original guys in those scenes. But Yul Brynner was fantastic. Sloppy with your drink. So from that came a lot of shit. You know, give that boy, he needs his mama. That's all Vernon Dozier stuff. So Westworld, you guys like Westworld, the TV show or the movie? Allie, I woke up this morning, it was overcast here. My phone hooked up to my car Bluetooth and started to play All I Do Is Win. That turned my day upside down. You can't turn up at 7 o'clock in the morning. It threw me all off. All I do is win. Jesus. Phil, I love the Melania interview. Oh, that was Melania Trump? Yeah. Melania Trump, to me, is, you know, and some guys probably think I'm crazy. I don't think she's attractive in the least. I'm serious. Now, I'm sure that, you know, she's got more goddamn plastic surgery going on. There's something about, maybe it's because she's married to Trump. Maybe that's what makes her just not quite, you know. Anyway, I don't give a shit. The best to both of them. All right. So that's all we have there for our commentary this evening. So like I was telling you, we might go to D.C. on the 8th. It'll probably be there the 7th and the 8th and maybe the 9th. It'll be there 3 days and watch as America turns into a police state. We'll be there and it'll be great. You know, maybe we'll start some shit. Maybe we'll set fire to something. Who knows? I think I would definitely once again have a stuck scroll box here. Because the last comment I have is from 914 from Bernie G. And let me just see. You know, this is not a good system here, this chat box, which is something else that we're figuring out. So, hold on. I bet you it's the auto scroll that now is enabled, you know. For week in and week out, I try to get that shit. Disable auto scroll. Looks like it's been disabled. So I don't have any new comments from you guys if you're commenting. I apologize for that. You know, why does this need to be cleared? Talk among yourselves. I have a problem here, guys, among the many that we have every week, as you know. This one, the auto scroll, is not working. I'm stuck staring at the last comment from Bernie G. Feed looks perfect. It's not. It's motherfucking stuck. I'm going to become a... here we go. It finally updated. Why hasn't Citizens Auxiliary Police gone out to the North Dakota protest? I don't fucking know, man. I don't give a shit about that. You know, one of the problems with politics is we don't get any special rewards for doing politics on this motherfucking show. I get more motherfuckers complaining about the politics that we do in the show. And so I stopped doing it. You know, and, you know, personally, I never gave a fuck, but I got people telling me, well, you really ought to roll off the politics, Phil, because it really upsets people. Well, so I'll stop doing the politics. And the North Dakota protest, you know, that's just a bunch of fucking Indians. If they were white guys with fucking guns and a bunch of mountain men, by God, they'd probably all get Congressional Medal of Honors and be acquitted and be turned into, you know, jack-off heroes. But because they're a bunch of Indians and hippies, the cops up there grew some fucking balls and, you know, are busting everybody. Reggie, Phil is a horror fanatic and the only atheist in a Catholic family. I really appreciated the recent classic hour, Dean Wheeler, Hell Home. I'd somehow never heard that one before, and man, it was brilliant. Always enjoy when you incorporate horror movies into the show. Thank you, Reggie. Nathan, up left, right, B&B, free life, Lorenzo, Reggie, I just listened to that bit, Christian, okay. Kevin Norby, we should all stop chatting and watch Phil freak out. The scariest movie I've ever seen was Showgirls. Yeah, that was scary for the guys that wrote it, too. I guess, because I understood that the guys that wrote it all turned into drug addicts. Welcome back to Phil's IT support chat hour. No shit. I'm looking to throw a Phil Henry tantrum if this shit keeps fucking up. I will never think of Jaws or Alien the same way again after that horror movie. Okay. Yvette, thank you. I listened last night and laughed until I cried. But Bobby and Margaret in a bar fight. Well, I mean, it's a lot easier not to do politics. It really is. It's just way easier. And I think it's more fun because I force myself to just look at everyday situations. Flying an airplane, you know, shaving, bad breath, whatever. And I personally enjoy that more. Phil, where does... Because I'll tell you something, this election, nobody even does shit on stage. You know, when we go down to the improv and I'm listening to all the other comics, nobody touches politics. And I watch the other comics sometimes try to, like, put their foot in the shallow end of the pool with, like, a joke on the election. No laughs. It's deadly fucking serious. Phil, where does Late Last Night About a Quarter to Ten come from? I assume it's from a song. Yeah, it is from a song. It's from an old rock and roll song, and it just struck me as really funny because it seems like it's in a lot of old rock songs, and so we just started using it late last night about a quarter to ten. It's a line like "See the girl with the red dress on," you know, or you know, "Woke up this morning, my head felt so bad." I mean, there's all these sort of opening lines of rock and roll songs that have stuck and are good to use in many different situations, not just rock and roll. Vilified, for what it's worth, you've got a great view on politics. Things are highly polarized. I don't know. Today I was grateful. I was down in Los Angeles. I was in Silver Lake, and I was talking to... look, now I just lost my chat box entirely. This is great. Now I have here, I'll show you. This is what I got. There's my chat box right there. Oh, okay, wait. Now, there's Tina way up there at 922. Okay, Tina. Oh, what a piece of shit. What a piece of fucking shit. All right. Yeah, chat just went out for MD Phil Fan. My chat went gray. And they're telling me, and the guys are telling me, oh, no, everything's fine. I got a great idea for my tech guys. Why don't you fucking watch the feed and see what's going on here, and then you'll know what we're talking about. Otherwise, I'm going to lose the use of this thumb because I'm just fucking banging around, sending texts to everybody because everybody else is sucking fucking dicks or sitting back and watching television or making a ham sandwich. Watch this fucking feed. Look at this, man. If I've got a jammed up fucking box, you know, if you'll pardon the expression, Phil Fan, it's the overlords. Now, Alexis, no audio. TWC, well, I'm not going to, I think you're just kidding me there. Look at this. Watch this. Look at this box just scrolling like a motherfucker. Look at this fucking thing. All right, now I'm going to disable auto scroll. Oh, good. All right, actually fucking works. Now audio's back. All right, so my apologies, you guys, but... the IPs, yeah, I apologize for that. You know, somebody said to me that I should answer all the questions that do not have address mentions in them. Does that sound good? Otherwise, you guys are talking back and forth to each other. Which I got no problem with, but I don't want to, you know. Reggie, about 9:23, the chat box also went blank for me, but then returned. Do you know that we spend more time talking about how this fucking thing is fucking up lately? Man. What else we got here? Feed is fine. Chat box is cleared. So it's, tech support here with Phil. Another goddamn Friday night trying to figure out what is wrong with our fucking streaming video, buffering, the chat box, it's not scrolling, this, that, some other shit. Jammed up box, that's what she said. See, Mr. Henry, some reasonably priced IT might be in order. I have so-called tech support. Anyway. All right. Allie, are you talking to me? Allie says, if you promise not to murder me, we can get some coffee. You must be talking to somebody else. Bernie G, I'm in a semi, but if you come get me, I'll treat and I won't murder you. Okay, well, you guys are talking back and forth. Nathan, you had one badass motherfucker. Phil, I think you need to tell the chat box 1, 2, 3, go, right? Megalos, Allie, I just put on a pot of coffee. You're more than welcome. Okay. Bernie. Okay, well, you guys are having a good time talking to each other. That's fine. I like that. New weatherman named Rain or Shine. I just laid the fucking law down on my guides here. What's on TV? What is this dog shit? Oh, that's Pat Tillman. Oh, yeah. For some reason, they're digging this one up again, the Pat Tillman story. The chat has gone rouge, says James. This is like trying to masturbate with sandpaper. Justin, saw an American shitty chat. Come to Egypt. We're better than that. Oh, yeah, that's Raj Fanin. Bernie, your caps actually do not make me feel comfortable in this case. You know, I'm going to, what we're going to do, by the way, with the archive is, it's going to be more directed. We're going to have the 10 most popular characters, and then we'll have their most popular bits, and then those bits, will, if you want to hear more, and then we send you down to the archive. So we're going to be kind of, you know, feeding people into the archives in a far more fun way. You know, where you go, oh, wow, this is Phil's show, and then there's the characters that you know or that people have heard, and then it goes down to their favorite bits, then it goes down to the archives, is, I think, how we have set that up. I really apologize for this scrolling stuff. What building is showing behind me? That's the promenade on Hollywood Boulevard. In other words, it's a series of shops. You can see people coming out of it onto the street. And next to it is, I think, Guitar Center. And then Grumman's or Man's Chinese Theater is down the street a little bit. In fact, I can show you perhaps better. So that there's the promenade there. I don't know if you can see that, but then you can see this. The building, there's a Guitar Center, there's a giant guitar, there's Man's Chinese is down the street. I don't know what that thing is. I think that's a department store of some kind. Kenny Noble's drinking rye and ice. That's tough. My girl Lauren will come to Starbucks with us and make sure I don't get murdered. So everybody is doing fine. Everyone's doing fine except me. Mr. Henry, you don't need to have the newest website. However, 1 year ago, this Friday night chat was better. No shit. What the fuck happened to it, you know? Is it just breaking down or something? Yeah, Donald Trump's star was smashed on this street. I don't think it was this stretch of street. But someone came along and smashed the motherfucker with witnesses looking on. And then he split just as the cops pulled up. But they knew his name. He gave his name to the he gave his name to a reporter that was there. And they busted him. And he's speaking of politics. When did Mark Cuban become a political pundit? Or really anyone we want to hear from? Well, when did Donald Trump become one? When did Donald Trump all of a sudden get a fucking brain? Mark Cuban's worth more goddamn money than Donald Trump. Mark Cuban is actually really worth $4 billion, not made-up fucking money like Trump. And that motherfucking Trump, he's going to get elected president. Mark Cuban ain't going to get elected president. At the end of the day, Trump's going to do more fucking damage than Mark Cuban could ever fucking do, except for the fact that Cuban owns the Dallas Mavericks, and that's bad enough. Allie, do you mean in Hollywood or Santa Monica? I don't know what that means. James says, Phil, when you stay at the Trump Hotel, please call the front desk as Chris Norton had request a velvet rope in the bar. No shit. I don't even know if we'll be able to get in there, James. What I was going to do, and I thought this might be kind of fun, okay, I was going to go over to the internet and go to the Trump Hotel and see what's available. Probably nothing, you know. Probably, I would think it's probably booked for the... But the reason why I like the Trump Hotel is it's right on Pennsylvania Avenue. Trump, D.C. Now, Trump Hotel, Washington, D.C., official website. Jesus Christ, man. Stay long, there it is. Save up to 25%, stay longer, more in. So this is the Trump Hotel. And let's take a look at what they got for rooms. $430, that's a discount, man. This is $430 a night. I doubt if there'll be anything available. Well, we'll find out. Starts from $430, that's pretty good. And those two women come with each room, the same two women. View all. Let's see, man. Check in, check out. Let's say I'm going to check in on the, let's say the 6th, and we're leaving on the 9th. Wait. Check out. Check in. I don't know. Oh, man. Fuck it. Fuck this, man. Can't figure it out. I can't figure this shit out, man. It's like... not worth it right now. I wouldn't stay in a Trump hotel if it was free. And there's a lot to be said for that, Rory, except for the fact that I want a really good location. It's right there in Pennsylvania, next to the White House is here, and everything is around it. However, there's probably just equally as good places to stay. Now, MD is getting two audio streams. That's great. Let me see here, man. Set a check-in and check-out date. Okay? I'm going to check in on the 6th. And I'm going to check out on the 9th. Fuck you, man. Select your dates of stay, 6th through the 9th. There. Check availability. There's one for 441, 441, 479, the premier room. This is their basic room here. And then it just goes up from there. You get a fucking basic room for 441. And one king city, you got a city view, which is probably some, you know, the city dump, which is fine. It's the deluxe room. You get a scrub down from their complimentary Italian. No, you get a Nespresso machine. That's great. View available rates, $530 advanced purchase. Oh, that sucks. Now, is this motherfucker available for the dates that I picked? I think so. What? All right. Anyway, it looks like they have rooms. So, but you're right about, and there's the hotel right there. So, you're right about whether or not you want to patronize the place. But like I said, it's got really good, good location, I think is the word that I was looking for there. The Lincoln bedroom, all that stuff, Jonathan, that looked like it was, well, let me look. It looked like it was like $2,100 a night. Look at this. Check this out. This is the Capitol suite for $3,400 a night. They can't even give you a picture of it. It's so goddamn huge. It's right there in that bell tower. I don't know what it is. The Capitol, say I want to get the Capitol suite. This is the picture they give me, the building. Okay. Here is the Postmaster suite for $3,800 a night. All right, let's take a look at that room. Oh, it's the building again. It's that whole bell tower there. You share it with. And then we have the presidential one-bedroom suite. Look at this goddamn thing. This is $9,000 a night, this thing. Why would you need that? There's a big-ass, I guess you're having conferences. Big-ass conference table there. All the amenities of home. And this is the presidential one-bedroom suite. So there you go. But, and look at this. The Trump townhouse, $18,000 a night. They don't even have a picture of that son of a bitch because it was, the last time it was used, Donald just trashed it. He and Melania and Marla, and it'll never be the same. So there you go. 28, 26, 6, 6. So it goes up from there. Here's the 666 suite, honoring our military. Oh, I'll get that one. That's $470 a night. I can honor our military and save money. Rise and dine. All right. That's pretty low. Those prices are pretty low for a so-called, five-star, four-star, whatever the fuck it's called, hotel. Tina, see you later. Thanks for hanging with us as long as you did. Sorry I was in such a pissy mood. Sheila, I think Trump has the same IT guys you have. Yeah, no shit. Nathan, Rory, for an extra $50, Ivanka or Melania will come to your room and service you. You know what? I would like say, I'd give the 50 back, I guess it makes me weird, but neither one of those women is, of course, not that I'm interesting to them, but let's say I had as much money as Donald. If either one of them came to the suite, you'd be like, yeah, thank you very much. It's nice seeing you. Don't you like what you see? Not really, no. Too much fucking plastic surgery. I can see that your teeth are capped. And, I don't know. Christian. Rory. Ken. Will the receptionist get me some coffee? So there you have it. We got to do something with this fucking chat, man, because not only is it technically fucked up, we got to get some new blood in here. I mean, I love you guys. I appreciate you. I swear to God, I really do. But we have although I'm probably not operating this chat the way that I should, because I think it's good that you guys talk to each other. I do. And so I can just sit here and point out things. I feel like I need to be looking at the fucking chat box, and I probably don't. I mean, I think that a lot of you guys are just having conversations, so I... Colby Jack, I wouldn't stay in a Clinton hotel. Too many stained linens. Are there Clinton hotels? How much for the Lincoln bedroom? Oh, we already answered that one. Jeff, where's my meds? AutoStream, yeah. Well, I just said to my IT guys that I'm thinking about canceling the weekly chat, not because of you guys, but because technically it is such a fucking piece of shit that it's not worth it for me anymore. It's just not fucking worth it for me anymore, man. Maybe I'm just in a bad fucking mood. Well, you know, Christian, the reason why you were banned is you were using racist terms, okay? And I won't abide that shit. And you guys talk about politics? You motherfuckers start using any kind of racial shit, I'll ban your ass. I'll cancel your fucking subscription. I don't give a shit. I will not abide that. I won't allow it. And that's why your ass got banned, if you want to know, okay? You want me to be honest with you? I'll be honest with you, all right? I don't know what the fuck some people think this is. I will not have that, okay? And I also mention the reason why we don't have any women in here is because some of you motherfuckers are like vile. Jesus Christ, have a little bit of fucking gentlemanly behavior. We've got women showing up, all right? So talking about pussy and blood and all of this stuff, you know, no wonder I'm having to sit here and balance this shit. No racist shit. I don't give a motherfuck if that's what they do in your neighborhood. Go back to it, man. And no, none of this shit where women are degraded, okay? I got a business to run. And I don't fucking need your business. There. Yeah, no, yeah, yes, yes, yes. So fuck off. I can cancel your motherfucking subscription. I don't give a shit, man. It's not that important to me, your business. All right, it just isn't that fucking important to me. I don't need motherfuckers who don't have any goddamn manners, who think their chicken shit little racist jokes are funny. It ain't gonna happen here. If you don't like it, you wanna get pissed at me, you wanna, you know, troll me on Twitter, I don't give a shit, man. Just don't befoul my fucking business. I can cancel you outright if you want. It doesn't make any difference to me. Okay? Sorry I'm getting into a fucking mood. But might as well just purge all this shit, you know? I like people having fun. Act like fucking gentlemen, for Christ almighty. I use foul language, but I'm not talking about a woman's pussy bleeding or all this other vile shit, oral sex and stuff. No wonder there's no fucking women here. Now, we can talk that way, but what I'll do is I'll just say, ladies, stay away, because it's just a goddamn cesspool, okay? And as far as this, you know, not understanding, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just, maybe I'm the one. Maybe I don't get it. Maybe I'm the guy that, you know. But I have all kinds of people that listen to the show, and we have all kinds of subscribers. Some are black, some are white. You get into a fucking chat room, and you think that everybody's white, and you're making these cracks about black people or whatever. What am I supposed to fucking do, man? You know, sit there and laugh at that shit? I'm not going to laugh at that. So look, you know, I remember the days when we allowed everything in our comments section, and it turned into a sewer. That's what happens. And I remember that the ideal was, because Brian Glicklick said to me, let's just not edit anybody, and let's have it be a really democratic, free-for-all conversation. Well, we think that people rise to the high... People do not rise to the highest level. People go down to the fucking sewer. It was racism, it was sexism, it was vulgarity of the worst order, it was insults of individual threats of violence. And so I finally got in there in, I think it was 2009, or no, excuse me, it was 2012. I said, we got to clean this up because I want to, you know, we're losing business. Who the hell wants to even come on our website and go in and chat and talk about a show or some shit like that? So I went in there and got rid of half of these motherfuckers. And I canceled people outright. I canceled their subscriptions. I said, I'm sorry, but you're gone. I don't care, you know. People seem to think that I need their $10 a month that bad that I'll let them come in and act like fucking animals. And a lot of them would say to me, what happened to free speech? I said, are you kidding me, really? I mean, I get to go into your store and shit on the floor and everything's good with you? I don't think so. So... I got rid of a lot of that shit. I wound up getting into it with a lot of people. They hated me, and I understand, but it's not that day and age anymore, guys. The internet, the World Wide Web, whatever you want to call it, I mean, it's moved on, you know, and people are not abiding that stuff. I realize there's a lot of places you can go. 4chan, you know, still exists, and wherever, but I want to have a chat, and you know, I don't watch my language. I use four-letter words. We talk about all kinds of shit, but so it's not like I'm being a prissy guy about it, but if we got women in the house here and we're talking, you don't do it. When do you sit around parties and talk about pussy eating and all kinds of bullshit when you have females there? I don't think that happens, you know? And sure as shit, we're not going to be throwing some all this fucking race shade at people because, you know, we think it's if they were sitting right there. So that's all I'm asking. I'm not trying to cause a fucking problem, but I am saying that if it means we don't do this, then I guess that's what it means. We are redesigning the site, and we're going to put in a better chat feature. I don't like this. I just gave my guys pure hell tonight on this shit. I told them. I said, I'm going to cancel this motherfucking chat feature outright unless you guys pull your shit together on this thing. You know, I'm sitting there, I'm looking at them going back and forth on this chat box going, I just cleared it. Why the fuck do you need to clear that motherfucker? Why do I have to sit here in the middle of a fucking chat feature and ask them to clear it? Why don't you clear that motherfucker before we start, you know? You know, and I've been in mortal combat with some of these trolls. Not any of you guys, but people that used to be subscribers. I got into fucking mortal fucking combat with some of them. You know, because some people think they're gonna. I believe that the idea of free speech on the internet took. There was a certain hold, a certain grasp it had on the internet. Everything was democratized to the point where there was no censorship. And that is the most destructive thing in the world. It's just pure destruction. Because people are not, you know, I hate to tell you this, people do not rise to the highest level. People hit the fucking sewer. That's what they do. I've seen it. I got enough experience with human beings. Human beings turn into rancid fucking animals when you give them all this freedom. And the guys that all these fucking, you know, little goody two shoes that started this stuff about democratization of the internet thinking, wow, we'll just have like, you know, an exchange of ideas and it'd be so bitchin'. It didn't work like that, did it? You had to start putting in the internet police. Look at Wikipedia. Wikipedia was going to be this free information source that everybody was going to come in and they were going to contribute. It was a graffiti stained wall. Take a look at Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay was supposed to be a place where they'd freely share all of this marvelous stuff. You can't go to Pirate Bay now without getting a fucking virus that infects your computer, Trojan horse. I mean, it's a sewer, you know? Even the guys that founded Pirate Bay don't want to go near it. So anyway, I guess I really made a lot of enemies tonight. I don't want to do that. Hey, Magalos, I'm not going to chill out as long as I got these problems that I have to discuss. It ain't going to happen, okay? It's just not going to fucking happen, all right? I haven't even brought this stuff up before. You know, if you've been here for any length of time, you know I've never brought this shit up before. I've just taken care of it behind the scenes. But hey, maybe tonight was the night, you know, with all of this stuff, this, that, you know, to talk about it. I've always believed that you're entitled to truth. One of the things you are entitled to is truth for me. With a subscription to this website, you get the show, you get to watch how I create the show. Even, you know, to a lot of people's everlasting regret, because, you know, when I do the show prep, it is a pure show prep, and people get upset. That's where I express a lot of political points of view, and people get upset. I said, I can't edit myself when I'm prepping the show. How does that work, you know? And I've had temper tantrums on the air many times, not directed at any of you guys, but directed at the world around me. Now tonight, you know, I'm laying this shit out there. I do this because you're entitled to it, believe it or not. You know, you're entitled to see how this show is created and how this show is executed and the shit that goes into it and the angst that I'm dealing with. I think that comes with being a subscriber to the website. And tonight it just happens to be one of those nights where, you know, and we have muddled our way through, you know, the creation of and the execution of a website. It's a very tough business. Look at this. I got a big, long fucking message from somebody. It is a very tough business running a website that has the enormity of information and media that we have, as well as all the other things that we want to put on there. But if you ask anybody that runs a website where they make their living, where it actually is a money-making operation, they have a bitch of a time, just like I do, because it's your living and you want it to be executed a certain way, and you want it to be a certain, you know, a high level of technical execution, and you want to do things like look at the shit that I've got my crew going through. I said to them the other day, I go, I want to go to Washington, D.C. I want to do a live stream for my subscribers only, and I want to do it using an iPhone. How do I do that? They came up with the answer in about, you know, it took about 3 days. They said, here's how. So we'll see, you know. I mean, but it's something that I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to do this because I want the backstage pass and the premium subscription experience to have shit that nobody else can get or nobody else can see. That's why I let you watch how we execute the show, how I go in and out of character. I had lunch today with a manager, a great manager of talent, and she's the wife of a comic you guys all know. And she was fascinated, asking me over and over, how do you do this? How do you do these voices? How do you... Whitney Cummings, when I did her movie, she was standing there with Marla Thomas asking me, how do you do that? You guys watch me do it, you know? And you also watch me go through all that, you know, like self-doubt and, you know, this is fucked, this isn't working, you know, you see it all, man, you know? There are a lot of people are really interested in how this show is executed, but I give it to you guys because you are part of the family here. So now Alexis says making fun of disabilities or one's sexual orientation is shitty. No, that I like to make fun of. I'm kidding. If I had a kid brother, which I don't have, I had an older brother, but I would talk to him like this. And I'm not trying to treat people like they're kids, but I'm just saying, if I had a family member is what I'm saying, I would talk to them like this. They may be pissed at me, they may hate me, they may take a swing at me, they may, you know, but I would say that to them because I don't want them to, you know, go into the world. And I had a lot of people talk to me like this when I was a kid growing up. Can't do that, can't do this. And nobody here is a kid, and I'm not trying to make that comparison. What I am saying is, I'm being honest. You know, I'm trying to be honest with you. And I know this. I know you're all well-meaning people and you're all very intelligent people. And how do I know that? Because you like what I do. And everybody that likes what I do, whether there's a lot of them or just a few, they're all really sharp people. And they're a higher end of person, and they don't just settle for anything when it comes to their entertainment. So I really appreciate that, and I understand that. And you have company. What I'm trying to say to you, the people in this town that like what I do are some pretty cool people, you know. And not that I give a shit, but I'm just saying, I think it's important for you guys to have access to what this show is about that other people don't get. And so we're always trying to figure out what that can be. Now, here is something here. What is this? I just got a message from my crew, and they said, well, and they're right. They said, we don't know when the fucking thing's going to jam up. We cleared it the other time. The last time was this and that, and da-da-da-da. And I'm watching. It's working great now, you know. But my point is always the following. Let's clear the fucker before we start the chat or clear the cache. Like when I have to clear the cache every time I use our website just to make sure that I've got an updated experience so I know what you guys are doing. You know, and I know what you guys are experiencing because I said to them, I got to know what my subscribers, what the experience for them is. What do we got here? Never got what? Never got the email? I sent an email filled with MP3s. I sent an email full of MP3s of me screaming at a fictitious wife to the people that are producing this Whitney Cummings movie. I sent it to them this afternoon, and they never got it. So I gotta go and find out what happened there. Guys, bless you. Thank you. I'm sorry for my mood tonight and yeah, some of the things that I said, I'm actually happy that I did say some of them. I hope that I do it so that it's clear, but there is an everlasting angry reaction. I don't want you to hate me, but hey, you know, we spend a lot of fucking time together, so now I got to figure out, hold on. What in the fuck? Okay, give me. Okay, guys. I'll see you next week. I'll see you during the pre-show. I'll see you during the, who knows, you know, as we prepare for going to Washington, D.C. That's not for another week, right? Yeah. And then on Friday night, a week from tonight, we'll be at the Hollywood Improv in Hollywood, California. So I should be in a better mood then. So if you're in Los Angeles, Allie, you know, you guys, come on by. I'll buy you a drink. You can tell me what a douchebag I am, and, you know, we'll take it from there.